Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of October 2016, and this is the 450th Moll Out Loud podcast. Today is Monday, and it's my day off, or yeah, I usually try to have today, Monday, off. And I've been doing admin-y sort of things. But mainly, I've sort of been preparing myself because my daughter is having a baby and it's likely to be very early. And so I'm on standby. I don't know when between today and 2 months' time I might be called away. And so I've been doing things like organising a whooping cough injection and looking at accommodation and just kind of wondering what I would need to take. And I usually have my phone on silent, so I've kind of turned it on now so that I don't ignore phone calls that come my way. And it's quite odd. It's this sense of any minute. I think I felt it a bit with my parents, you know, towards the end of their lives. I felt that at any moment I might need to leave and be away for a while. So there is a bit of that, although of course this is, I hope, going to be a more joyous occasion. So I've also been thinking about how we used to have standby flights that were much, much cheaper than the main fare for flying. And I used to often, in fact, almost always, I would try and get a standby flight. And it meant turning up at the airport and just seeing whether there was a seat or not. And if there wasn't, too bad. If there was, you could get on this flight much cheaper. But it did involve often a few trips to the airport. But again, it was not quite knowing. I'm not sure how it's going to be affecting my work. At the moment, it feels to me as if I'm very much in the moment and that, in fact, I might be more focused because of this. But at another level, my mind is a bit preoccupied. So I guess both of those things will happen. I shall both feel a bit distracted and a bit more clear on trying to get done what I need to get done, so that I'm not left with lots of loose ends, depending on what happens. So this feels like an interesting couple of months ahead, both before and after the birth, really, are going to be interesting. But now it's lunchtime here, and I've got a massage booked. I've been needing to, for financial reasons, kind of move my appointments like that further and further apart for my getting my hair cut as well. I kind of went from 4 weeks to 5 weeks to 6 weeks, and now I'm up to 10 weeks apart, so that by the time I get back to her, I'm pretty shaggy. So I'm really looking forward to this massage, which has been quite a long time. In fact, the last time I went was right at the beginning of when I had my hip problem. So it'll be really great to have another bit of work on that. I'm talking to you now because the massage is, as soon as the massage is over, I'm going to be racing off to Qigong, and then I've got ringing tonight. So I suddenly realised there wasn't going to be much of another time that I was going to be able to talk to you. Especially as I need to come home between Qigong and ringing. Usually I stay in town, which gives me a little bit of extra time. I do hope that you're having a good day today, that your life is a little bit calmer than mine, and that if you're waiting for something to happen, that the waiting time can be in the present rather than too full of the anticipation. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.